78-year-old Wilmer Krieger and his 76-year-old wife, Audrey, are shoveling a mountain of wet, heavy snow by hand in front of their mailbox on a Merrill, Wisconsin country road.
I don't like it. I was happy the way it was. Whoever ordered this, I don't like him.
Krieger at least appreciates the exercise.
When I can't handle it anymore, then I'll get a snowblower. It's good for the body to shovel. Hopefully I'll do it next year again.
The Leap Day storm dropped about a foot of slushy snow on this part of the North Woods, closing schools and making driving treacherous. But not everybody is upset by the late season gift.
I don't know what it's called, but I wrecked my snowmobile.
At the Snow Shack in Merrill, Michael Hafner of Rothschild picks up a part to get his rig running again so he can finally get out on the trails.
I love it. It's making me itch to get out snowmobiling. It's alone time. I like being out in the country.
Snow Shack owner David Blaze says Hafner's enthusiasm is shared by his other customers.
Oh, ecstatic. You know, everybody's just chomping at the bit to get out there.
But for Blaze, whose business depends on the weather, the Leap Day snowfall comes too late in the season.
Well, it's been really crappy all year up until this last little hurrah. It's just kind of a little band-aid on a bad year, you know, but it will help.
Because on this last day of February, the snowmobile trails have yet to open in much of central Wisconsin. In Merrill, I'm Glenn Moberg for Wisconsin Public Radio News.